that grocery store, your co-workers, your neighbors who live right next to you, other family members, all those that you interact with on a daily basis. It may be even that guy that's standing on the side of the road who's asking for money that you pass day after day. Those people are in your Jerusalem. So we want to talk about how we can make a difference in people in our Jerusalem. Be honest with you, this coming year is not about y'all. It's about them out there. It's about the people in your Jerusalem that you can impact. This year we're going to focus on them and not us. And that's what we want to focus on this year. How many of y'all know this program? We taught it here a few years ago. It's the Community Emergency Response Team. It's the idea behind the Community Emergency Response Team is to prepare people in case of disasters. Individual, normal people who don't normally respond to disasters. But when you have a hurricane come through, a tornado come through, your emergency service is limited on what resources they have available. So they have this program to train individuals to help other people. First of all, you have to be trained. You have to come and take a class and get trained up for it. So you get trained for it and you come in and take this class and they prepare for you, so you have to go through training. So you know how to give first aid, how to help people who those are in need. You need to have resources to be able to do the job. They give you a nice little backpack with little things in there if something happens, with flashlight, first aid kit, gloves, helmets to protect yourself. So they give you the resources when this disaster hits that you're able to make a difference on it. You must be willing. It's got to be people who are willing to do it, who are willing to go through the training, willing to make the difference on it. So they're going to be willing to make that difference on it. Let me ask you a question. How can we make a difference as a Christian? How can we impact people spiritually and physically as a Christian? Well, this is our plan for next year. This is our little concept that we're going to play off the CERT concept. Our CERT program will be the Christian Emergency Response Team. How can you help those individuals who are in need around you each and every day on it? How can you have an impact on them? So this is our symbol that we made up. You'll see it on some of the products we have here in a minute, but to be able to make a difference. You know, God came, the Son of Man came, tells us in Luke 19:10, the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost, those which are lost. So we know what our goal is. We know what we need to do. And we know right now that there's out there, and even in here, there's people who are in spiritual warfare, who are going through struggles, who would need our impact, need us to make a difference in their lives on it. So we know there's people who are lost and who need our help. So the disaster's here. Now we need to know, are you willing, are you able, are you wanting to help on it? Like I said, this year is not about us. It's about all of them around us, even those within this morning that may be here that need our help this morning. You know, a good witness for Jesus doesn't just observe others in need. They help. We're here to make a difference. We're here for a purpose and a reason. We're here to make a difference in people's life. Not just to live through this life, not just to be here, but to make a difference. 1 John 3:18 and 19 tells us this. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action. In truth, this is then how we know that we belong to the truth. And how we set our hearts at rest in His presence. We gotta be people of action. That's the way Christ was, a person of action when He came on this earth. We need not just speak with tongue, but we need to live our life as Christians. whole world is looking right now at the birth of Christ. But Christ came for a purpose and a reason. And we're going to take this morning to look at how Christ lived his life, how that should be our example, correct? Yeah. When the whole world is looking at Christ's birth this morning, that's an opportunity. It's a Paul Harvey moment. How many people remember Paul Harvey? You got to tell the rest of the story. You got to tell the rest of the story. Christ not only came to this earth, and it was a glorious moment. And I'm so glad this world is focusing on it. And Jesus is the reason for a season, as far as I'm concerned. That they're focused on Christ's birth. It was read earlier. Only in Luke mentions this part of the story of a legion of angels that appeared to celebrate the birth of Christ. What a great celebration, because what he was going to do, and it says it in that same verse, him coming to earth helps all people, not just the Jews, but the Gentiles. And who are the Gentiles? Us. If Christ didn't come to earth, we wouldn't have a chance to have the gift that he's giving us. So when he came, the angels celebrated and said, all people will be blessed on it. So we got to carry that on. So what I want us to take time to look at this morning, what we're looking at, let us look at Christ Jesus' life here on earth as Jesus as a teacher. Because we have that responsibility to teach. Matthew 4, 23 through 25 tells us this. And Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And listen to this part. And healed all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Not only did he teach, he took care of their physical needs. It went hand in hand. Christ took care of their spiritual needs as well as he took care of his physical needs. You see that throughout all the scriptures of how Christ lived. Not only did he want to tell them the good news, but he wanted to make sure they were taken care of and provided for. The hand of Christ. Jesus, when he came out and saw a great multitude, he was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Christ had compassion towards people. When he looked at the crowd, he was touched his heart. So he began to teach them. So whenever he dressed individuals, it was with compassion. Matthew 7, 28 through 29 tells us this. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowd were amazed as his teachings, because they were taught as one having authority and not as their teachers of the law. We got to have, when we teach, teach with authority. Where do we get our authority from? We're just like Christ, because what we're doing is preaching and teaching the truth what Christ gave us. So we're able to teach with authority on it. So we got to teach. So, this year our plans to provide you with training and resources. First of all, Dale and Russ on Sunday mornings are going to start teaching classes that are related to the topics that you will see with people out there when they ask you questions. Why does the Church of Christ believe in baptism? Why is it essential? Why do y'all take the Lord's Supper? Yeah. And why do y'all do the things we do? So when you have that Jehovah Witness come knocking on your door, they're going to prepare classes for you to prepare you to be able to respond to that, because you should be able to respond to that on it. Also, the School of Biblical Studies this year, we've got a sign-out sheet on there already for the next semester. But there's two things that we're going to focus on this year in the School of Biblical Studies. The life of Christ. The whole year, for the next two semesters, we're going to focus on the life of Christ. What better example is there for us to learn from than learn how Christ lived his life? I'm going to be teaching that class. And Russ is going to be teaching the history of the early church, of the Acts, for all next year, the next two semesters. He's going to be teaching on the early church. What a way to get examples of how we should be as an early church. So the elders have decided they're going to focus on things to help you prepare to face those people out there who have the questions, to be able to answer them with an authority. Also, we give you the training. They're going to focus on the training. We've got to give you some resources, correct? If you look in your bulletin, you already got one of them already. This little pamphlet that you have in there, you can keep inside your Bible. And I'll have another suggestion where to keep it in a moment. You can keep it inside your Bible. And when somebody comes up and asks you a question on, what do y'all believe about baptism? My suggestion is, let's see what the Bible says about baptism. Don't believe me, what I have to say about baptism. Let's go to the Scriptures, the one who has an authority. And Russ is going to work on other pamphlets throughout the year that you'll be able to keep on hand. So when you face those people in your Jerusalem, that lady at the convenience store that knows you by name, or at the drugstore, that you have an opportunity to talk to them. Hold on. I got a resources. Let's see what the Scripture says on it. And he's going to provide you other resources to be able to do that, to make that impact on them spiritually. So we're going to provide you with some resources. Other resources I don't even think that we even take in consideration is the elders that we have here. I'm telling you, I grew up in the church. I have not seen a leadership like this one in this congregation my entire life. When we have a sermon, Russ preaches, and all the elders that are here will come up here and pray for you. They lead by example. But they're a resource for you. If you got a topic that you don't know something about and somebody asks you about it, you say, hold on, let me go talk to my elders. They'll be willing to come with you or find somebody who will, because we have enough men in this congregation who can go back and talk to that individual and do that Bible study with you. They are offering their resources to you to be available for that. What a great resource that we have to pull them in to be able to teach. But what did I say earlier? We have to be willing to do it. We have to be willing to go out there and teach and make that difference on it. We have all the resources we have need. We have the Scriptures. And the elders are going to provide you other resources, training, to get you prepared for it. But we got, like I said, the whole concept this year is not about us. It's about them out there to make the difference. Let's look at Christ's life on earth when he provided all of our needs. In Luke chapter 15, a lot of us know this story. It's the feeding of the 5,000. I just want to read a couple verses to you from this. In Luke chapter 15, starting with verse 32, it says this. Jesus called the disciples to him and said, I have, where's that word again? Compassion to these people. They have already been with me for 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way. The disciple answered, how could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied, with a few fish. Jesus, whenever he talked, that was always on his mind was about the physical needs of those who are around him. He always took care of their physical needs. He knew that he was going to have to provide for them and feed them. He was not about to send them away without them being hungry. He always took care of it. You know, we see many, many times where Christ Jesus healed people physically. He was always concerned of them, their physical needs, not only just of their spiritual needs on it. He had compassion. You keep hearing that word compassion. That's what we got to have. We got to have compassion for those out there. Those in here, those who are in our Jerusalem that we interact with every day. Philippians 4:19 tells us this: My God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He provides us with every bit of needs that we have. He looks out for us. Why shouldn't we be doing that for others? Why shouldn't we be looking out for the needs of others every opportunity we can? And what we're doing, we're glorifying God when we do that, when we help those who are in need. God is able to provide for all our needs. We find that in Matthew 6:25. He always provides for all our needs. We don't have to worry about anything. He provides and takes care of everything that we possibly need. 1 Peter 5:7 tells us this: Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for you. It's that compassion that He has. And if we're going to be like Jesus, and we're going to look on at Christ's life this year and be more like Him, that's what we're going to have for everybody around us. We're going to provide you with provide the needs of others. How are we going to do that? We already got our food boxes that we do. The ladies do the blankets this year. We're going to start putting these packages together. And in it, it has food, water, socks, a Bible, and reference materials in it. When you heard me talk about it earlier, and this is not my idea. It came from some couple from back there several Wednesdays ago. They just gave me the idea. When you travel down that road and you see that man on the side of the road asking for money, you really don't want to give him money because you really don't know how he's going to use it, and you want to do the right thing. How do you do that? You provide them with all their physical and spiritual needs. We're going to have these made up. Matter of fact, I have 18 of them already made up back there if somebody wants to grab them when they leave today to be able to put in your vehicle. So when you see that man on the side of the road that you are able to see here, God bless you. Will you take this? What you need to realize, some of them may take up, some of them may not. But that's okay. You're doing your part on it. That's not all that we're doing. And my suggestion to this is when you take one of these, personalize it. Put a little note in it from you saying, hey, and just a suggestion, hey, the person that receives this, that I give this to today, I'll be praying for it tonight. They're going to be amazed that somebody not only give them the food that they need and the water that they need, that they are going to say a little prayer on their behalf. I can tell you, when I go home from work, I work at Fort Lee, those who don't know, if I go down towards Hopewell, there's a man and a couple that sits there all the time. If I go towards Petersburg, right before you get to the dump, there's a man that stands right there. If I go in Ettrick, right at the food line, there's one that stands there. So I can't get away from it. Maybe that's the good Lord telling me, don't get away from it. Make an impact. Make a difference. That man that sits in Petersburg, and I don't know if y'all noticed it, but he has a dog that's tied to the pole. So my little idea is I'm going to put a dog bone, a big dog biscuit in there for him. So he realized that I see him, and I recognize him, and I recognize his companion. Because I wonder in my head, is the two of them sleeping in the woods together somewhere at night just to keep warm on it? But we can make an impact on people by taking care of their physical and spiritual needs on it. You're going to get this little bag that Russ is going to pass out a couple per family that you can keep in your vehicle so you can put that bag in it and keep it in your vehicle and be ready at all times. Well, we said we're going to provide you the resources on it. But this is something that you can, when you want to go do Bible study, it has a pocket for your reference material, have a pocket for your Bible. So when you go do your Bible study, you carry that in there. What might happen? They go, what is that? Well, I'm a part of the Christian Emergency Response Team. And then you can start talking about how I want to make an impact, not only you spiritually, but is there anything I can do physically for you, help you out on it, to make a difference on it? Because it's not about me, it's about all of y'all on it. So the church has already ordered and got these. You'll keep it in there, so just like the regular cert team, you'll have a bag to respond to those emergency and those needs of other people on it, spiritually and physically on it. So we'll be providing those bags for you. And I suggest, my suggestion to you is come up with other ideas that you can make an impact. This is one suggestion I'm going to try. My dad was at Bridal Living. I went in there and visited him when he was at Bridal Living. It's a living assistance home. I got to talk to a lot of other the people that live there. Most of them don't have much family that come visit them. They're there alone. They look forward to anybody to come talk to them. So one of my ideas for that I'm going to work on personally is to develop care packages to carry to the Bridal Living and maybe start doing a Bible study there. Because they're at their last days in their life. What better opportunity is catch them before they leave? Make a difference in their lives before they leave, spiritually and physically. We have the ladies who already make the blankets. We have the food boxes that we already do. Try to think of ideas that you can do that impact somebody daily, physically. You know. Tom is going to do me a favor here in a little bit. He's going to lead this song that he led last Sunday. And I posted it on Facebook, and I got a lot of good reaction on it. But I want this to be our theme song for the year. And I want to read it to you this morning. It's called Holy Spirit Dwell in Me. Holy Spirit dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see. All your goodness, grace, and power, stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Let my heart be one with thee. When I worry, smooth my mind. Let my sweet content find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, comfort me. Holy Spirit, rescue me. Set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed. In God's bosom, lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place. See my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, rescue me. When we have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us, we have a compassion like none other. Because it's not a compassion that just comes from us, but it comes from God. On it. So if we have that attitude to have the Holy Spirit dwell in us, we're going to make an impact for those people around us. I'd like Tom led it last Sunday. He's going to lead us a closing song today. Well, I'd like to see that as our theme song, is that what we're trying to do is have the Holy Spirit dwell in us so we can impact those people out there. Won't it? Oh. Yeah, we're still there. All right. In closing, this is what I had in my School of Biblical Studies. So those who are in class will recognize a couple of these slides on it. I want to leave you with this thought this morning on it. We did the biblical Old Testament history. And in Moses, we talked about Moses. You know, Moses was born for a reason. Moses should have died because they knew that someone was going to save the Israelite people. So when he was born, all the men's children were supposed to be killed. He came for a purpose and a reason. But his mom put him in an ark basket and floating down the Nile to protect him. And he was saved so that he wouldn't be destroyed with the rest of the male children. So he grew up as an Egyptian. But he was an Israelite through and through. One day he saw that an Egyptian absolutely beaten Israelite almost to death. So he intervened and killed that Egyptian. So he had to flee to get away from that because he was going to die. Moses now was living a wonderful life. He was out in the field taking care of his flock. He had a good life. But remember, he was born for a purpose. So when Moses was taking care of the flock, he came across a burning bush. He said, "Moses, Moses." So when Moses was curious, he went to the burning bush, and God told him, "Take your shoes off because you are on holy ground on it." And God told him, "I need you to go back to Egypt and free my people. Take them out of bondage. I need you to do that." Oh, Moses, we know the story. These are the verses of all his excuses. He first says, "Who am I that I should go? Why should it be me, Lord? Why do I have to go?" And then in verses 3 and 13, he tells us, "Who shall I say sent me?" Make an excuse. "Who shall I say sent me?" Then he said, "They will not believe me." And then he had another excuse. "I'm not eloquent. I can't speak to people. I can't do this. Why are you calling on me? Because I can't speak." And a final excuse, he said, "Well, can you send somebody else?" And this was God's answer. I will be with thee. I'm just not sending you. I'm going with you. He says, who did I say? We talked about it in Sunday school class this morning. I am sent me. And they knew who I am was. And he had said, they won't believe me. They'll see the sign of the rod in the hand. They knew that was coming. You know what our rod in the hand is? Right here. And then he said, I will be with thy mouth and teach thee what thou shalt say. You don't have to be eloquent. I'll provide you the words to say. And then he said, I will send Aaron to be your spokesperson. So how many people of this morning are looking for excuses not to make the difference on it? How many people have got one of all these excuses when it comes to being able to teach and preach the gospel or make a difference in people's lives on it? How many looking for ways out? Moses became a great leader. When he had that Red Sea event, he was able to turn back to the Israelite people after he went through all that and said, look, do you not know that God, if he brought you here, then he will get you through it? So leave you with this thought. The burning bush here right now. We're right here in the presence of God right now. Where he said, two or three are gathered, I'm with you. So right here, right now, the Lord's saying, church, church, I need you to save my people from bondage. The bondage of sin. So he's calling on each and every one of us to make a difference. None of us gets out of this one this morning. On it. So I'll leave you with this question once more time. Are you ready to make that difference? And I know, Dale, if you come on down, I know that some of y'all are going through a lot of things. And you may be saying, Brother Bear, I can't do it right now. I got this going on in my life. I got this struggle going on in my life. I can't take care of myself. How am I going to take care of somebody else? But let me tell you something. If you have a true belief in God, then if you come down here and the elders of the church, a godly man, a faithful man, prays on your behalf, that issue is gone. So I leave you with that thought in mind. Because it's easy to come in here and say, come to church. But I'm asking you to be the church. It's easy to say that I'm a Christian, but I want you to live as a Christian. It's easy for you to say, God, I need your mercy and grace. But I want you to be the mercy and grace. It's easy for you to say, God, rescue me. But God wants you to rescue His people on it. So if you have any struggles or anything that's going on to prevent you, to hold you back, you think it, we have this whole congregation, as we were talking about earlier, the body. We are all individual parts of the body, and we can make individual effort. But we have this whole body that's going to be praying for you. This whole body feels you when you're in pain. This whole body celebrates when you celebrate on together. So you have this whole body to help you make a difference for next year. So if there's anything you can do, come on down now as we stand and sing. Dale will be up front. I'll go to the back if anybody wants to have a personal prayer. Why don't you come now?